Kum Lenin, I blocked the mother up to the Vavim and Aleph. We're up to the two dots. And the Mishnah says that if the minig is to sell them to going small animals, you do. If the minig is not to, you don't. You never sell them large animals. Small animals, and we explained that the reason why we don't sell them smaller animals is, like calves and sheep and all that, is because we are we're concerned about bestiality. And we explained that even it's not everywhere, even though we don't allow us to have an animal in their paddocks or in their stable on its own, because over there it's someone else's animal, so they have no problem with bestiality. When they buy it, it's their own. Sometimes, you know, they know they turn the animal sterile, so sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. Says the Gemara, v'chol mokim, that's how Rav Elazar learns, that's how halacha. V'chol mokim, ein moichim behem agasa, why can't you sell large animals? My time, why can't you sell large animals? True, the word says that even though we're not worried perhaps about bestiality, but nevertheless, these animals are used for work, and chayshinen, we are worried. We're worried that you're going to use the animal for work. What's the problem? And the problem is, as we'll see in a minute, the navi let it work. Kivan the Zovya Kanya, what's the problem? The problem is that you think that it's a Yiddish animal, a guy is working with it. Obviously, what's the problem? The problem is he works within a Shabbos, there's a problem. Your animal needs to rest on Shabbos. And you just said before that if a guy buys an animal, he generally won't commit bestiality because he doesn't want to turn a sterile. But what's the problem about Shabbos? Once the guy bought the animal, it's his. It's his, and his animal doesn't have to rest anymore. But now let him work. So Kivan the Zovnia Kanya. Once he bought it, it's his. It's no longer the Yid. So what's the problem? A guy is allowed to work with an animal. There's no leafly even anymore because a guy is allowed to work with an animal. When it comes to Revia, a guy is also over the Iser of bestiality. So then a Yid will be over the evil. It's an Mirshal. Okay, I understand you have a problem. But when it comes to Shabbos, the Goyim have no thing. On the contrary, Goyim have to work on Shabbos. So what's the problem? And Rashi explains, when a Yid does not have a goy working for them on Shabbos, it's not a din of the goy, it's a din of the Yid. Because, you know, because Daba Dover and all that. It says the Gemara, Gzeida, it's a Isa de Rabbanon. And what's the Isa de Rabbanon? Mishum Sha'ala, Mishum Shechidus. Because if you're going to sell to them an animal, next time you lend to them an animal, next time you rent to them an animal, and since it's a Yiddish animal, at the end of the day, you need to make sure that it rests, and he won't rest on Shabbos. So therefore, you know what? You should not have anything to do with going with animals, not only not lending or renting, not even selling to them. That's why. I still understand. Shaila Kanya, Vigra Kanya, if the guy borrows an animal, and if anything happens to the animal, he's responsible. Doesn't that make it the guy's? It's his animal. Bashas Maisa. So therefore the animal attacker does not have to rest. If a guy rents an animal, we had an expression, the Gemara Hazov, Schidus Liyama is Memker. It's like you bought it for a day. So you're telling me the reason why you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy is because he might rent it out to him. And what's wrong with that? When you rent out to a guy, it belongs to the guy. So the guy takes a lot of work with the animal on Shabbos. What's the problem? I'll tell you, it's another gzeida mishum nisyena. You know what we're worried about? We are worried about the trial. You're going to try to test the animal. The guy will buy the animal from the yid, and then he'll say to the yid, "I want to make sure that it listens to the animal, that it does what it's supposed to do." And what's the problem with that? The zimnin dissolve nela. Sometimes he'll buy it some lishkiz chama right before Friday night. The Malah Shabbat of Erev Shabbos. Then he'll say, V'omalei, he'll sell to the Yid, Ta, Nasi, Nela, let's go and test this animal. V'shamalei, L'kol, let him hear your voice. V'ozlei. And he'll start walking, Machmos, because of you. V'nichalei, the Tazel, and you're happy for the animal to walk. If the animal doesn't walk, then the guy says, hey, take your animal back. It's a useless animal. So you're happy for the animal to walk. And the animal might be carrying things. And you're leading the animal because of your voice. V'havalei, mechamer, achabhante, b'shabbos. It's like you're leading your animal Shabbos. If your animal is carrying something and you're leading, it's like you're leading your animal Shabbos. V'mechamer, achabhante, b'shabbos. Chayiv chattas. And if you're leading your animal, you're actually chayiv chattas. Mechamed is if an animal is carrying things and you're leading that animal. So there's an Isra of Mechamed. Machlek is in Hagmar Shabbos, whether you're chayv chattas on it or whether it's a malach, you're not chayv chattas. It's not a lamb test malach. No, because so you don't get killed for it.
Is that literally leading. A donkey driver?
That's a leading, yeah. Maybe that's a Shredish.
Why Why can't they just make a gezeira, don't sell it on Erev Shabbos?
Sorry?
Why can't they just make the gezeira, don't sell an animal on Erev Shabbos?
Or maybe you'll come to sell it on Shabbos.
Don't do the entire week. Just say
it's
don't.
It's too limited. It's too limited. But the Gemara's going to make this anyway. It's too limited because you know people then, you know, make mistakes. You have to make these blank exactly.
Well, you got a tailor not to go with a needle on Shabbos.
That's carrying.
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying this question, it makes sense. I'm saying there's a lot of desire.
Because this is actually true, but this guy can be extrapolated. You sold it on Wednesday, but apparently he didn't ask you to come and try it till Shabbos as well. So we decide not to split here. You know, it's easier. But it's not obvious. It's just half a minute more, yeah. Taisa asked a simple question, all the Rishonim ask. The Luchayda, why do you introduce Mechamah? Say the same thing as I said before. The animal has to rest on Shabbos, and if the animal is carrying things, if the animal is carrying things, and you're leading the animal, then you're chay because the animal is not resting. Not because of Mechamah, because of Shvisa's Behemta. He has to rest.
It's not yours anymore.
And Mechamah is not yours either. It's not your animal, but you're
so
saying
the,
it.
The guy's already bought it.
Yeah.
No,
but Shas Mechafting.
Your
test driving.
He's telling you that the animal, this deal is not a deal until I see that this happens.
Therefore, then it's still yours.
It's
exactly. So if it's still yours.
Yeah, but Tyson's question.
Tyson's question this second right now. It's not yours, right? What are we saying? We're worried that you're going to be Mechamer. We're worried that the animal has to rest.
So he only needs to rest if it's yours.
But his Kozman, the guy
until
didn't close
it,
the deal, it's still yours. He's saying, I don't know if this animal works. Before we do, show me that it works. So it's the same thing. So one answer is that the Isra Mechamer, the Chir Chatel, but the Isra Shvisas Behemta is only an Aseh. It's not a lav. There's no lav that says the animal is not working Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk that Behemta and Gerich Shvarech, they should all rest. So it's only an Aseh. That's what Rashi holds and other Rishonim hold. Tzitzik is an answer because. Maybe it's not. Maybe there's a lava as well that your animal is not worth your Shabbos. But yeah, he says, the animal is, what you say, like this.
But if it's testing so close to such Shabbos that the animal can violate Shabbos, how they can make a deal after that? It means deal made on Shabbos.
Sorry?
If he's testing so close to Shabbos, that it could be violation of Shabbos.
No.
So how can he make a deal after this test?
The deal was done before. The deal is always done before the test. The guy maybe works out with you in the car, then he does the deal. Anyway, let's go back to it.
Price, and he just said, when I see it drives right, then I'll...
Exactly. Let's go back to it. Anything more than happy. Maskev l'Rav Sheish v'Ravide... Says Rav Sheravide, I ask, Schir is Mikanya, you're telling me that Schir is Koine, that's what you're telling me, and Shaila is Koine. In fact, we're going to learn that a tenant does not own the place, but now we learned, first regarding Avodah Zarah, Abba Mokram Sha'omru Lahaske, even in the places we say in Chutzlarts. And so you're not allowed to rent out a place, a lodging to a goy. But Chutzlarts are allowed to, and even Chutzlarts are allowed to, Loyle Beis Dira Omru, we're not talking about for living, he'll bring in the Avodah idols, talking about only, he'll ask them a warehouse and all this kind of thing. You're not allowed to rent out a house to a goy in Chutzlarts because he might bring in their idols. So we see, if you tell me when a guy rents or when a person rents, it becomes theirs. So who cares if he brings in idols? He's bringing idols to his house, not to your house. What brings in, he's bringing his own house. In his own house, so who cares? Is a raya that schiris is not kind, it's your house, and he's bringing idols into your house. Says the Gemara, that's no raya. Really, schiris is koine, but still, shiny, avoidus kachavim, avoidus order is different. That what, the chamire is so chamur, it's so machmir. The chsivit says, veloi, sovi, to'eva el beisecha. We don't want you to bring in any uverdikite, any abomination to your house. So therefore, because the Torah is so strict about his orders, even though the house is taken, not yours right now, but it'll come back to yours in one day, so a little bit is like yours, and therefore it shouldn't have any avodah zarah. That doesn't prove anything. Okay, says, I'll bring another ayah. Maskel v'leitzcha b'leila m'sha'asheh, uschir is mekanya, you tell me uschir is a koina. But now we learn, Yisroel shesocha pora mekoyin. If a yid rented a pora from a koyin, yachilena, you can feed the animal kashini truma. You allow to feed the animal pieces of truma. You allow to fodder of truma. Why you allow to feed fodder of truma by Yisroel? Either he yashened the truma from his grandfather, the koyin, his mother's father, therefore he owns Truma. Or it's Truma that he's about to give to a kohen. Which kohen does he have to give the Truma to? Anyone he wants, including the one who lent him or the one who rented him out to Parah. And therefore, he says to that kohen, if he knows that the Truma you're about to give him, you're feeding his animal, you're being very generous animal, he's more than happy. It's as if he gave it back to you. So he allowed to feed it to the kohen. Why allowed to feed the kohen? So it doesn't prove anything. Could be still considered... It's considered my animal for the moment, but the kohen is happy for me to use his truma. But the raya will be from the second half. The kohen shesocha parim yisrael. The kohen rented a par from a yisrael. Afal pishem mezaino yisrael love. Even though the mezaino says on the kohen is responsible to feed the animal. Lo yachilena kashin truma. The kohen is not permitted to feed the animal truma. Why not? Because whose animal is it? A yid's. What is he from here? The kohen rented it, and yet we do not treat it as if it's a kohen's. We treat it only as if it's the yid. So that so what does that prove? So that proves that tzchidus is not kohen. That even though the kohen rented the animal, does not become his. Why shouldn't he feed him? It's his animal. From here's an eye that tzchidus is not kohen. And if renting is not kohen, where the guy is actually paying for it and giving you money, surely borrowing is not kohen. So therefore, they're not kohen at all. So now we go back to the original thing we said. You know why you're not allowed to sell animals to a goy? Because you might lend him or rent him, and he'll use it on Shabbos, and it's your animal at the end of the day. Your animal's working on Shabbos. But hash, yeah.
Sorry, just one back for a minute. How did we reject the svara we had earlier on that by schiris or by shayla, because you're responsible if it gets lost or damaged, is therefore you have a degree of ownership of it?
We didn't bring it here at all. That's Rab Shimon, the whole Torah, girl, mom, come on, my mother's not bringing it here at all.
Didn't we have it just
not at all. That's another sugya altogether. It's called Davar HaGoyin L'mam and Kamam
Adami. He's
talking a chayiv. When the moment the Moses is koyin, the Moses says, you are allowed to sell him. Because why should you make exeda? It's his animal. You are allowed to rent him.
He's trying to understand what is the nature of the bailus when you're selling.
Of course, when you rent, you're paying money for it.
We rejected it.
B'shas Maisa, it's mine. Borrowing because I'm chayiv in all the oinsin. If it breaks, I have to pay. So therefore, as if it's mine
so
right now.
So there's a degree of bailus. But I'm
totally, 100%.
I think
we conclude that's not bailus. That's only responsibility. Okay. It doesn't make it yours.
Which
the
same if somebody's...
Is the etzim, there's the tashmish. No, it's when I rent you the place,
you
or
right
like,
to the use,
use it.
But not the actual item.
Exactly.
So could say when a gun is cleaner.
That's right. Shinu Rishus, though. That's Shinu Bailus.
But is he now allowed to give
from a gun if he gives trumas?
Depends. If he didn't make a Shinu and he's still a coin, of course
yeah,
he's allowed
to. He took it out of his Rishus or whatever.
Yeah, he's allowed to. We don't want him to because whatever, but he's allowed to technically because it's still the coins. See right here.
But you say,
if he eats in a case where he wasn't coin, there's no Shinu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no yish. It is the coins.
Was I asking
what if
it's
the
yish
or not?
Remember, Rabbi Yechina said both cannot be makdish. Zel fisha ainu shaloi, vezel lefisha ainu b'shusay. But it's definitely not the ganav. Hashadam is chila kanya gzeidim. It's chila gzeidim shum shayla. Now that's chiz nakoina. Now it makes sense. It's gzeidim because of borrowing and gzeidim because of renting. If renting doesn't make it yours, surely borrowing doesn't make it yours. And gzeidim shum nisyani. So there are three gzeidim now. Pile them up. The three reasons why we don't sell to a goy. Says the Gemara, Rav Adar, Shora, he allowed Lizvune Chamra to sell a donkey, either the safsira, via a safsir, which is a middleman, a broker. He can't sell to a goy animals. Why? Because Madashach, if we worry that the animal he wants to test, and the test drive is to recognize the voice, the guy, because he's only a middleman, he can't say, oh, you can't expect me to lead the animal because the animal doesn't recognize my voice, so the guy won't even ask him to do it. There's no problem there. I, the Emishim Shailos, next time he'll lend it or rent it out first. No, he won't. Anybody who this is his business to sell, he'll never want to lend it out because then if you borrow something for a few days, you'll find all its faults and chreinus. You'll never buy it. Buy it, look at it right now, look at it outside, you have a cooling off period of 5 minutes and that's it. The Emishim Shailos, is keeping the life of the day, is not his. First of all, if it's not his, what right does he have to lend it or rent it? But he doesn't want you to see all his drawbacks. And therefore you just... That's why people, before they buy,
as a broker, he has an interest to
cover over its defects
as much as possible.
But you can't, if you lend it out, how can you cover it?
Exactly.
How can you cover it?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's still an animal that has deficiencies, knowing that
you should know nothing is perfect.
Harvey,
you
would never
sell it.
Harvey, you'd never sell a car that wasn't 100%, would you?
100% you're allowed to sell it. As long as you're not just hiding things. As long as you're not hiding things, it's your problem. So people, before they buy a car, they will go to a company, rent the car for a few days to get a feel for this kind of car. Do they like it? They don't like it. Rabuna Zabini once sold, to a goy. Why did you sell? We just learned you're not allowed to sell large animals to a goy. Why did you sell this part to a goy? Since I'm not sure what he's buying it for, is he buying it for work, which is a problem because next time he'll work in Shabbos, or is he using it for shechting? So I'm going to treat it more lightly and say it's for shechting. Who said that if you're not 100% sure, we always attribute it to something easier, whatever, that's all right. But now we learn, Beishamai says, a person should not sell a part that plows the bishvi. Don't sell a cow that plows to a yid, or an ox that plows to a yid that's choshed to work on Shemitah, because you're evil, if evil is in Mirshal. You're not allowed to sell. I'm a guy who sells cows and oxen.
Cow doesn't just plow by itself. It's his owner who.
Exactly. I'm not allowed to sell to a yid. There's a choshu that he will work on Shemitah, because
the way it sounded, listen, he was like, it's Ora Hachereshes Mishvi.
No. You're not allowed to.
The cow is doing his own work.
You're not allowed to sell to a yid who's choshu, because Lifnei Ivel Zid Michel. Yeah, Lifnei Ivel Zid Michel. Because he says, how do you know that this Eid Choshud is going to use it for plowing purposes? Maybe he uses the Shechter. So we see whenever it is not 100%, we always take the lenient road. So same thing over here. Amar Rabba says, me dummy, you're comparing Shabbos to Shemitah. By Shabbos, there's a mitzvah that the animal should rest, that your animal should rest. But when it comes to Shemitah, there's no Aveda on the animal itself. The Aveda is on the Yid, whose farm it is, who's using the animal. Midami. Hossam over there, ain't Adam Mitzvah, Shvi'is Behem Tevishvi'i, the person, it has no inyan, that his animal has to rest in the year Shemitah. So what's wrong with selling? What are you going to say? Gzela, that next time he'll lend and rent, and if he does, and the guy uses it for plowing, the Yid didn't do it. The one who gave the cow didn't do an Aveda. It's only Lifnei Iver. So therefore, if it's only Lifnei Iver, we're going to say, look, is he going to use it for Aveda or is he not? So let's say he's not going to use it for Aveda. I'm selling it. What do you mean? Because he holds Lifnei Iver is also a problem. Very machmer. They still said, that's a machlekes. The Beshamay says by Lifnei Iver, if you're not 100% sure, you have to be machmer and say there's a good chance that he will use it, don't sell it. And Basil says, no, by Lifnei Iver, we'll make him. Why not? Yeah, still machmer. It's a Yisa Deraisa. When it comes to Shabbos, there's a Gzeda there. Next time you lend it, next time you rent it, your animal has to rest. So there's a valid reason why you shouldn't sell the potter. Why do you sell the potter to a guy? What do you mean? You could maybe he'll shacht it. What kind of excuse is that? So you're right. Hoch over here. Oh, the mitzvah is spent with Shabbos. You're right. Mitzvah is Shabbos. If you're going to sell to him next time, you're going to lend him. Amole Abaye, says the buyer to his rebbe. What are you talking about? You're asking a kasha on him. I don't understand your kasha in the first place. You're saying v'chol hecha the other mitzvah aser. So you're trying to say this different. You're saying this. The difference should be by shmita. There's no inyan for the balabas of the animal to the animal should rest. So therefore, there's no gzeda. Shabbos, the animal has to rest. So therefore, we should be gazing ourselves to a guy. Yeah, v'chol hecha the other mitzvah aser. You tell me whenever there's a person's animal has to rest. It is aser. What about sada? A field has to rest also, right? And you're not allowed to have your field working, so the field has to rest. It says the Shabbos Shabbosin. In Mitzvah she said you b'shvi. Now we learn the Fedish. B'shamai says lo yimkayr adam shdeini b'shvi. You should not sell a field that was already plowed to a yid yachosher that he'll work that field on Shemitah. Fine, because he's machmir because of neiver. Or b'sila matidin b'sila matim neshi yochel lo hevira, because there's a chance. Who said he will plow the? Who said he will plant the field this year? He might leave it fallow and plow next year. Now lochayda over here, you might lend the field or whatever it is. The field has to rest on Shemitah, and you might lend it if the guy decides to plant it. It's your field that's been planted, and I go, is it? So we see that your difference has nothing to do with anything. Masker Ravashi. Ravashi has another question similar. Whenever a person, and I'm going to attack you from the other side. You tell me where there's no inyan that the animal has to rest, or whatever the thing has to rest. We're mekel. Vadi keli. What about when it comes to shmita and it comes to your tools, your implements? The ain't adam mitzuvah shu is a keli mishvi. There's no thing that says that your kelim have to rest a shmita. Or on Shabbos, for that matter, except the Kodesh Shammai. But now we learned, Eilein Kelim She Ein Odom Nezhe L'Moich Mashi. Now let's sell these Kelim Mashmita. Even though what's wrong, why can't you sell Mashmita? Let's say there's a chance he won't use it for that Shmita. Bishvi, Macharisha, the plow she has, the Chol Kila, and all the implements with it, the yoke, and Bahamiza, some kind of a shovel, and Bahamiza, the thing that you use to, what do you call it, to thresh. No, to thresh the field. Or Hadeka. Hadeka is a shovel. So we see that has nothing to do. You sort of another linked it to the idea that if you think has to rest, then we make exeter. If not, not. Nothing to do with that. So Ela Barabashi, go back to the original question. How is he able to sell a parah? How is he able to sell a parah on Togoy on Shabbos? And you're saying, because maybe he'll use it for Shechting. So what? And yet by Shemitah we see clearly. So how is he able to do it? Ela Kol Heicha de Ikel Mitlinen. We are Mekel. Whenever you can say that perhaps that he's using it for another purpose, we are mekel. For example, the case of the animal, the animal, maybe he'll use it for shechting. Or the field that's fallow, the field that he bought that's already been plowed, maybe he'll leave it fallow. Who said he'll use it? And now, what's the svara? So why did he buy the field? He bought the field because he got a good mitzvah, a good price, and even though he doesn't need it straight away, he'll eventually use it. But wherever we cannot attribute it to something that's a lenient. For example, Kalin, why in the world did you buy these implements for plowing now? These things are available in the store year-round. You don't need it until next year. Why did you buy it now? That leads us to a chshad that you're going to use it. Then you shouldn't sell to him. There's no other explanation other than the fact that he's about to do an aveda, then late lenient, and then you're even listening, even you're not going to give it to him. Simple as that. Avagav the ena mitzuva, even though there's no gzeda there of shaylans, chidus, and all that. Says, what a rabba, zovin, ahu cham l'Yisrael. Rabba, one sold a donkey to a yid. He sold a donkey to a yid. And this yid, l'chayda, would have been unsold to a guy. Abai said in my time of Marhochi, how can you sell the animal? How can you sell this animal? We said before, now, mission, I'll sell animals because next time you lend and rent. How can you sell to a yid who eventually is going to sell to a guy? Amalei said, what do you mean, how come? He sold it to a yid, and therefore, if I sold it to a yid, what's the problem? He's not going to work on Shabbos. We're not going to say that next time you lend it to a yid, and he'll work on Shabbos. We're not going to say that he'll work on Shabbos. Amalei, but this yid, you know, is going to turn around and sell to a guy, and there's a gzeila there, he might lend it or rent it. So he said, la'ovik ha'chav mazbel Yisrael, like a mazbin.
No, yes,
oh, sorry. Exactly. You think he'll only sell it to Goy, he might sell it to Yid. So there's a suffix. And whenever you can always find a cooler, whenever there's a doubt that maybe there won't be an Aveda here, then you're allowed to. You're allowed to sell them. So what's the Gemara saying over here? You're allowed to sell to a Yid, and even though the Yid will sell to a Goy, you're allowed to sell to the Yid. And the only reason why you're allowed to sell to the Yid is because who says he'll sell it to a Goy? Maybe you won't sell it to a guy.
If
you know it sells exclusively to a guy, you're not allowed to, which is contradicts the Gemara we had before. The Gemara said before that you're only over lifnei iver. You're not over lifnei. You're allowed to sell it to somebody who will sell it to somebody else because it's lifnei, we're not worried about it. The Isa is only lifnei, Isa is mishul. Here the Gemara seems to say that lifnei is also forbidden. But we just said, that's what I'm saying right here. The only reason why you're allowed to sell it to this yid is because who says he will sell it to a guy? He might sell it to a yid. But if you know for a fact he will sell it to a guy, you're not allowed to because lifnei. What's going on here? That's the question. So Taisa's Ketua, that's what Taisa asked the question. And there's a big machlekes in halacha, there's an isa called lifnei based on this Taisa's. Rabba zavin chamer liyisrael achosho limkel nev yuchavim. Or mefarish time, the Gemara explains the reason why. The ikar limitlei de Yisrael mazblei. The only reason why you're allowed to is because there's a good chance that he will sell to another yid, not to a goy. The kasha, I don't understand. So Tesis, the rabba gufe dochi li'il time, but Rav Huna, the tliche, sorry, the wrong Tesis. Next Tesis. Lo'eve kachavim mazblei Yisrael le'mazben. Next Tesis, sorry, wrong Tesis. Uve maskana maskin, the Gemara concludes, the osel limitlei Yisrael choshut. That if, the Gemara concludes that if this yid is choshut to sell to a goy, In other words, if you don't know, you're allowed to. But if you know that he's going to sell to a goy or he's suspecting to a goy, you're not allowed to sell to him at all. In Tanya Stasis, Maishna Milifnei, the Lifnei Delil. Before we learned just yesterday that you're allowed to Lifnei is Mutter. And why suddenly now you tell me that Lifnei is Asa? What's going on there? You're explaining Tanya Stasis. Tesis spelling this. According to this answer, Tesis, by a yid, there is an Isra of Lifnei Lifnei. If you're not allowed to give it to yid, even though this yid, you know, won't eat the tray, but you know this yid will give it to another yid to eat tray. If you're not allowed to give it to him either. But it's Lifnei Lifnei, you're not allowed to. Why? Because the yid you're giving to has an Isra of Lifnei Yivir as well. So you are therefore, it's not Lifnei Lifnei, you're only Lifnei. Because you're not worried this guy will eat tray, but this guy is going to give to somebody tray. So he'll be over Lifnei Yivir. So therefore, you're over Lifnei for giving to the guy to be over Lifnei Yivir. And if you remember, we told you last time, there's a chakir, if Lifnei Ivid is that whatever the Veda that person is doing, you're doing, or it's a separate Veda. So if you learn that Lifnei Ivid is whatever Veda the guy is doing, I'm have a chalik in it. So the fact the person I'm giving the treif to, he is eating treif. He's not eating treif. But because he's giving it to another eat treif, as if he's eating treif. So I'm over Lifnei Ivid for giving a guy treif. Same thing. That's to a yid who has the Isra Lifnei. The Hossam Mighty over Kachabra over there is talking about you're giving it to one guy who will pass it on. Who will, you know, we said before, if you do it in a big wholesale amount, yes, that's Gemara. If you sell it in bulk, since this guy's definitely not using it for Avodah Zarah, I didn't want to ask, but he'll sell it to other goyim. Lifnei, not a problem. Because over there, the guy himself has no problem. A guy has no Isra Lifnei either. A guy who doesn't do Avodah Zarah is allowed to give Avodah Zarah to another guy. He doesn't have the Isra Lifnei either. So therefore, the yid in the front, what's the problem? There's no lifnei over there. Not because there's no little lifnei. There's no what I'm doing right now. There's no isa, and there's no isa on this guy to do with the next step. So I stop right here. My connection ends right here. The hosa might have been chav mshein and muzal lifnei yivir lefichah. Therefore, ain't onu choshin ima oiv chav mikaver. Who killed himself as his friend? I will hoch vehid might be sol hachoshed. He's hachoshed. Onu mizharin shol yovish shumi sol dekola al yodai or al yadeinu through us. So by yid, tastes the paskas, by yid there is a lifnei, because it's not really lifnei, it's only lifnei. Because this yid takes on the Aveda, whatever the Aveda is, that he's giving the other guy. But the line ends over here. That's one answer. Rabbeinu Elchanan. But oid, the chad lifnei hu, shala yechti yisrael b'shailas chidav v'nisyein. No, it's only one lifnei, because you yourself, next time, will lend to people who are chosher and so on and so forth. It's all part of the gongs there. Yes, sorry.
In this union of lifnei, Is this unlimited? You know, 100 people, 200 people, or only the two steps?
That's it. No one says, as far as I remember, no one says it
goes in the middle. If you said each one of you is you actually doing the Aveda, it doesn't matter how many
people. That's what I don't think you go that far. As far as we know, you're going to go one step.
They sold it to 20 different people down the line and still.
I don't think it goes back further than that. So, anyway, okay. So, what happened was, yeah. So Rabbi sold a donkey to a goy, and then we're trying to discuss whether he did the right thing or not. So we're saying, right, where are we? Eitzel asked a question. So we're saying it. So what Rabbi did? He said it's all right because we could always be making lakula that he's not going to pass it on, sell it to a goy. He might sell to you. Eitzel, we learned Mokish Nogalim Kavim Medaka Lakusim. The place where the meaning is to sell Behemadaka to Kusim, not Kusim and not goyim. They're the ones who are questionable because of the lions that attack them. Therefore, the question whether they're Gedi Arroyus or Gedi Emes, or they're real. So Mokish, to them, you're allowed to sell. Where is it? Mokish Nogalim Kavim Medaka Lakusim Mokish. If the meaning is shaloi limker, the meaning is not to sell them, ain't moichin, you don't sell them. My timer. What's the reason? Why can't you sell them? Why can't you sell to them, or why could you sell to them? So, Elam is the reason, is Mishum dechashidi aravia, we're worried about bestiality. Michashidi by kusim, we're not worried about bestiality. So, why can't you sell to kusim? Why aren't you worried? How do you know you're not worried about bestiality by kusim? But Tanya, we learned this amazing braisa. And the braisa goes as follows. Ein ma'amidin behema, you're not allowed to set up your animals but put the kosher chavim in their stables by a goy. Zechari meitzel zecharim, you're not allowed to give your male animals to a male goy. And because you cannot trust the goy of bestiality. When a kevis eitzel a kevis, or a female animal to a female woman. Now why not? Because usually, as Rashi explains in the Gemara, that men, the goyish men, hang around all these women. And if the woman is not there and he sees a female horse, there he goes. So you're not allowed to. They ain't sort of claim in the cave is chari. Surely you're not allowed to have female animals by male goyim because of bestiality. Or is a chari male animals in the cave by women because of bestiality? You don't give an animal to their shepherds. You're not allowed to be alone with a goy because he might kill you. You're not allowed to give them over a child to teach them secular knowledge, or even to teach them a trade because they're going to try to turn him into an apicatus. But however, in contrast, is ma'amidin behema bebundukoy shakusim by kusi lautu zechadim meitz on the cave zechadim meitz chalam zechadim cave zechadim. Not worried at all by kusi. They didn't have that behavior. Umoisi, as the Ritva already says over here, that today is going. Nobody, this whole chashash of bestial doesn't exist anymore. Umoisin or the Yitzhara is not there. Umoisin behema l'roya shalhen. You're allowed to give a behema to their roya. You're allowed to be alone with them, they're not going to kill you. You're allowed to give them a tinnik to teach safer, they're not going to try to lead them astray because they did keep many mitzvahs. Well, lam the umnas, or teach them a trade. And yet it says here that the mock and the mnogu not to sell them, you're not to sell them. Yeah, they're not choshed bestiality. And yet it says that behemah daka depends on the minig, which means only behemah daka depends on the minig, but behemah gasa, it is forbidden to sell to them. Why? Why can't you sell to a gusi behemah gasa? There's only one possible reason. Because he'll turn around and sell to a guy. So we see we are worried, even though it could be he'll sell to a yid, we're worried he'll sell to a guy. Number one. Sakash and Abba. Boy, furthermore, how did you sell it to a yid? Boy, Tanya, we learned. You're not allowed to sell to the goyim. No zayin, no weapon. Clay zayin. Nor let's say the handle to a sword and all that kind of stuff. You know, the accessories. The aimash chiz, no zayin, not allowed to sharpen their swords for them. You're not allowed to help them in go to war. Unless that's protecting us. You're not allowed to sell to them a sadden, that these are chains, like ankle chains. V'loi kulirin, these are other kinds of chains around the neck. V'loi kebolim, and these are ropes you put around the person. V'loi shashal bazel, or metal chains. Echad oivu gechavim ve'echad kusi. You're not allowed to sell to either of them. Why? Because they might hurt the yid. My timer. E name of the chashidash v'chazdamim. Are you worried they're going to kill the yid? Umi chashidi. Is a kusi, are you choshed that a kusi will kill a yid? V'am will be learned. Dume yachdi nima, you're allowed to be alone with them. There's only one possible reason. You're not allowed to sell to a kusi because they will sell to a yid, to a guy. There's a possibility to sell to a yid. There's a possibility to sell to a guy. You're not allowed to. You can tell me there's a difference between a yid and a kusi. A kusi, if he thinks there's nothing wrong with selling to a guy, will never change his mind. But a yid, even though you sell chashed, one day will realize, what am I doing? How can I be helping the goyim, giving them weapons that they turn around tomorrow and hurt a yid? He might do tshuva, and therefore we always take the positive approach to a yid, even though you sell chashed. We're always saying that maybe he did tshuva, is he allowed to sell him? And he won't sell to a guy. See, even though you sell chashed, and business is business, if you tell him it's an aveda, he might listen. We're always hopeful that he'll do tshuva. Just like they say, just like I'll sell to a guy, if this yid is suspected to sell to a guy, you shouldn't sell to him. And we don't think that'll do tshuva because business is a very big nesayin. So what happened? So Rabba went ahead and sold to this yid choshud because he was sure that he, you know, might sell to another yid. Now that he brought all these rayas that you're not allowed to sell to a yid who might sell to a guy, Royid Basreit Flosa Parsa. He chased after this yid that he sold the donkey to, 3 parsa, 12 mil, to try to buy back the donkey. You get how many parsa becholo, or parsa in mud, or between sand. Vlaadrche couldn't catch up to him. So, in other words, he changed his mind, he realized he did the wrong thing, and he tried to remedy it, but unfortunately, it didn't work out. Omra, you have a rabba, kederech, shaosalim, kerlo, evuchavim, just like you know, sell to a goyi, osalim, kerlo, listem, yisrael, nor can you sell to a Jewish robber these weapons. Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? Either Choshed, the Kotl, if we're talking about a Goy, that is obviously that can kill a Yid, Pshita. What makes him different than a Goy? Just because he calls himself Jewish, if he's that kind of behavior, then what's a Chilik? Navas, we either like Kotl, if he's a Yid at the end of the day, and he's not going to hurt another Yid, Samayloi, what's wrong with selling weapons to a Yid, a Choshed, who does have Vedas, and he's a Ganer, but why can't you? We're talking about a yid who's a ganav basically, and he'll use it to defend himself. The zimnin the avid latzulin nafshei. So he'll use it to defend himself. Now, I don't know why Rashi. Some of the shayin learn, the Ritva learns, it means he'll turn around and kill the yid to defend himself. He tried to break into the house, steal, and you want your money back, so he'll defend himself and atzulin nafshei. He'll try to kill you. Rashi says no, he won't kill the yid, but he will use it to defend himself in order to steal the money. So you're helping him be a ganav. Why Rashi doesn't, I guess Rashi cannot imagine that a yid will kill another yid. So all it is that you're helping this yid being a ganef. That's what you're helping. Rather than the other shayim, poshes the other tzul nafshi. Torah Rabbi learned, a moichel and tracy nala sell them, not when we say nala sell them weapons, we don't only mean weapons, even defense weapons. Not only weapons for offense, but even weapons of defense, like a shield. The Hashem, the moichel and tracy nala, you're allowed to sell them, shield you're allowed to, it's only defense. My time, what's the reason? It protects them. If the word is, you're not allowed to sell to a guy things that protect them, that's the reason why you're not allowed to sell them these weapons or defense. Because it sustains them. Maybe you shouldn't sustain a guy. What are you talking about? If you refuse to sell food to a guy, what do you think it's going to create? Such unbelievable anti-Semitism like you never heard of. Nu hachinami here too. The same thing over here. Same way. That's why you. So that's why. What do you call it? Yeah, so you have to sell them as well. You have no breida. Ikinami treisin hainet timer. You know why? You know why you shouldn't sell them treisin? I'll tell you why. The law, you know, the chisholim zinai. You know why? Because the chisholim zinayu. Because what happened? They run out of weapons. They'll start using the defense weapons as weapons. And that's the big debate in the world. You know, with China and America, they're putting these defense systems in Korea. And China views them as offensive, not defensive. Because, if, you know, they can always be turned for offense purposes. The Chi Sholem Zinayu, what have you run out of weapons? Cut the big of value, use a shield as a weapon. The Yesh Oimrim, and the others say, Moichin Lehem Teresi, you are allowed to sell them these things. You know why? Because we believe the chisholims and knives, they run out of spears and knives. You think they can turn around and continue fighting with these shields? No, they won't. Marikarki, they're going to run away. They're going to flee out of fear. So therefore, there's no chash whatsoever. You're allowed to sell them. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabarvu, halacha ki yesh aimim. The halacha is like the yesh aimim that says that you are not allowed to sell them. You are allowed to sell them. Okay, we'll stop here.